2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Congratulations. If you are not vaccinated, you are now a terrorist in the eyes of the left. Former Obama official is now calling for all unvaccinated to be treated just like terrorists and actually put now on a no-fly list, which would allow you to not go on a plane anywhere. The former Assistant Secretary of Homeland Security wrote that flying, quote, is not a right. The former Obama administration official is calling for a federal no-fly list for all Americans who refuse to get vaccinated against the coronavirus and be treated just like terrorists. Quote, the White House has rejected a nationwide vaccine mandate, mainly because it's against the law, but whatever. A sweeping suggestion that the Biden administration could not easily enact if it wanted to. But a no-fly list for unvaccinated adults is an obvious step that the federal government should take. The former Assistant Secretary of Homeland Security, Juliet Kahan, wrote in an op-ed for The Atlantic this week. In the piece, originally titled Unvaccinated People Belong on the No-Fly List, which is exactly what we do to actual terrorists like Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and then updated after there was outrage to say unvaccinated people need to bear the burden, right? Because they realize, oh, wait, we just equated them with Al-Qaeda. Maybe we should tone that down a little bit. The author argued that existing TSA regulations already set the precedent that rules can be enforced to determine who flies and who doesn't. Quote, when you go to the airport, you need to see two kinds of security rules. Some apply equally to everyone. No one can carry weapons to the TSA checkpoint. But other protocols divide passengers into categories according to how much of a threat the government thinks they pose. Again, you're a terrorist. If you submit to heightened security or scrutiny in advance, TSA pre-check lets you go through security without taking off your shoes. A no-fly list keeps certain people off planes entirely. Not everyone poses an equal threat. Rifting through the bags of every business traveler and patting down every preschooler would waste the TSA's time and needlessly burden many passengers. The author says that the same principle justifies limiting the spread of coronavirus by preventing the unvaccinated from flying altogether. Again, we're going to treat you like you're a terrorist. I've told you this. I've warned you about this. I said it was coming, and guess what? It's coming. They are going to crack down and make it impossible for you to live your life if you don't get the vaccine, which is doing the exact opposite of what they claim they want to do, right? They claim that they want everybody to get vaccinated. They claim that they want everyone to understand that you need to get vaccinated, and we're supporting you in getting vaccinated, right? That's what they claim. Well, if you want people to listen to you, then do the exact opposite of what you're doing right now, which is telling people they're terrorists if they don't, and they'll be treated like terrorists if they don't do what you tell them to do, which is get vaccinated. This is the worst way I have ever seen in my entire life to convince people to do something. When you push people into a corner now people are making decisions about to or to not get the vaccine based on politics, not based on guidance from a doctor, not based on having a conversation about their actual medical health and their conditions that would deal with this issue, right? This is the worst PR you could ever create if you're trying to convince people to get vaccinated. You're basically putting a gun to their head. If you want me to do something, don't push me into a corner. It's public relations 101. This is basic. They should understand this. And if you start treating people that don't get a vaccine like they're an actual terrorist, do you really think they're going to all of a sudden see the light and go, oh my gosh, yes, I should get vaccinated? You're right. I don't want to be a terrorist, right? I don't want to be associated with being a terrorist. I don't want to not be on a plane. I don't want to be on a no-fly list that the government has. Oh my gosh, what was I thinking? I've now seen the light. Yes, please give me the jab. Again, this is the biggest PR disaster I have ever seen from the federal government when it's supposed to be trying to get people vaccinated, because they're doing everything that you would do if you actually want people to not get vaccinated. That's what's happening right now. And when you have a former Obama Homeland Security official actually saying that we must treat you like a terrorist, we must prevent the unvaccinated from flying, put them on a do not fly list. This is not freedom, and this is not America, not the America I know. This is not what our founding fathers would have wanted. Now, this psychotic German-like individual added that requiring passengers to show proof of vaccination would be, quote, a minor inconvenience. No, it's a major inconvenience. You're telling me to get a chemical, a solution, a vaccine in my body to allow me to fly. And if I don't do it, you're going to treat me like a terrorist. And then you want to minimize that. And it's a massive invasion of my rights. It's a massive invasion of my body, my choice. It's a massive invasion of my medical privacy, HIPAA violations here. And to tell me that me showing proof of vaccination would be a, quote, minor inconvenience, that is total BS and a lie. The Obama administration official goes on to write this, quote, for the privilege of flying, Americans already give up a lot. We disclose our personal information, toss our water bottles, extinguish our cigarette butts, and lock our guns and check luggage. For vaccinated people, having to show proof of vaccination when flying would be a minor inconvenience. Her article also comes as the Biden administration has also increased pressure on states and businesses to require proof of vaccinations for employees, while also pushing a vaccine mandate for all federal workers. Remember, New York City now has their NYC pass, as they call it, right? Yeah, it's NYC pass. Because in NYC, you need a pass to go out and eat. It's the NYC pass. Who could be against that? Who could possibly think this is a bad idea? This is just a pass. Everybody deserves a pass, right? This is great. We'll just celebrate it as being a great thing. There's no reason for you to say no to this. Welcome to America under the psychos of the left. This is exactly what happened, by the way, during World War II. And if you think it's just politicians that are advocating for this, no, it's not. A Baylor professor is now suggesting that anyone who criticizes Dr. Fauci should actually face hate crime charges. That's right. A professor at Baylor College of Medicine wants criticism of Dr. Fauci and other scientists in the U.S. to be prosecuted as hate crimes. Peter Hotez, a professor of pediatrics and virology, claimed on July the 28th in a biology paper that far-right members of Congress and conservative media, that would be me, quote, are waging organized and seemingly well-coordinated attacks against prominent U.S. biological scientists. The professor, who often appears on MSNBC and the Chinese Communist CNN News Network, points to Representative Taylor Greene's Fire Fauci Act and Representative Jim Jordan for questioning Fauci on the gain-of-function research in Wuhan as anti-science aggression. Conservative news outlets and commentators, he says, repeatedly and purposefully promote disinformation designed to portray key American scientists as enemies. He says it has led to scientists, including himself, receiving threats and being stalked in an unprecedented culture of anti-science intimidation. If it isn't stopped, this Baylor doctor claims, it will promote illness and cause loss of life. Hotez then called on President Biden to issue a statement of support for scientists, because that's what this government apparently says now we must do, and for federal hate crime protections to be extended to scientists at private research universities and institutes. Now, to add to all of this insanity, this week, the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, is expected to announce that all active duty military personnel must be vaccinated against the coronavirus or face major consequences with their career. President Biden is often referred to getting vaccinated as a, quote, patriotic duty, as many Republicans object to the idea of vaccine mandates by the government. But we're there. Which brings us back to New York City. New York City recently announced that both workers and customers in many indoor locations, such as restaurants and gyms, will be required to show proof of vaccination. This is a vaccine passport. Now, remember, they tried to turn it into some sort of let's celebrate this moment, right? This isn't some sort of mark of the evil government. Again, let's go back to World War II. No. We're just trying to make your life safe by you giving up all privacy, all medical records that we deem that you have to show us to go out and even function in society. But Mayor de Blasio, speaking about this, saying it's really a great thing and you should be excited to just jump on board.
So today I announce a new approach, which we're calling the Key to NYC Pass, the Key to New York City. When you hear those words, I want you to imagine the notion that because someone's vaccinated, they can do all the amazing things that are available in this city. This is a miraculous place, literally full of wonders. And if you're vaccinated, all that's going to open up to you. You'll have the key. You can open the door. But if you're unvaccinated, unfortunately, you will not be able to participate in many things. That's the point we're trying to get across. It's time for people to see vaccination as literally necessary to living a good and full and healthy life. The Key to NYC Pass will be a first in the nation approach. It will require vaccination for workers and customers in indoor dining, in indoor fitness facilities, indoor entertainment facilities. This is going to be a requirement. The only way to patronize these establishments indoors will be if you're vaccinated, at least one dose. The same for folks in terms of work. They'll need at least one dose. This is crucial because we know that this will encourage a lot more vaccination. We've seen it already.
There it is. Just jump on board. Everything's going to be fine if you just submit. Get on your knees and we'll tell you what you can and cannot do.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing.
We didn't
realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right.
You get into, right. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, there's a lot of restaurants that are very angry about this, right? Because they know it's going to crush their business again. Don't worry. Don't be angry. Yeah, de Blasio says, hey, look, restaurants complaining about this vaccine mandate. Shut up. It's really easy.
On restaurants who are already struggling. So how does this work? I walk into a restaurant in New York City. Is it like a bouncer at the door? I show my vaccine card. How does this work?
Well, Willie, I know you've had a lot of experience with bouncers. So the bottom line is when you go to a restaurant, you check in, right? You go and before you get to your table, and you go to a movie theater, you get a ticket or you scan and get your admission. There's always that point where you come into a place and people engage you. That's the point where you simply have to show your vaccination card or one of the apps that show that you've been vaccinated. It's really quite positive and straightforward. It's really easy. And in the end, think about it this way. This is a way to create a single standard indoors. Now, outdoors, we've said, people can go and dine outdoors. We've got a lot of outdoor dining in New York City. It's amazing.
Yeah, we're going to give you a chance to eat. You'll get to eat outdoors, right? Because there's so much outdoor seating at average restaurants in New York. There's not. If you've ever been to New York, you know. There is not a lot of outdoor dining. Right? I mean, you and I both know that. They don't give a crap. Shut up, submit, be silent. Shut up and submit. Do what we tell you to do. We'll let you eat outside when it's 100 degrees, but everything else, shut up and sit down. Do as you're told. We're in charge. You're not. You will be silenced. We will tell you what you can and what you cannot do. So we got vaccine passports now. Check. We got no-fly lists treating you like terrorists in the works. We've got vaccine proof of vaccine status to fly into this country, but a wide-open border right now. And then we have Baylor professors suggesting that anyone that criticizes scientists or Dr. Fauci should actually be now charged with a hate crime. So they want to put you in prison, make you a felon for questioning or criticizing Dr. Fauci. And if you're confused by de Blasio's vaccination orders, hey, you can leave. You can leave. We don't care. We're just trying to save your life by taking away every right that you have. It's very simple. Sit outside or shut up. Welcome to New York City.
We're saying that's a different reality, but indoors, be vaccinated, and then a whole world opens up to you. There's 5 million vaccinated New Yorkers right now. Plenty of folks to be customers for those restaurants. Even higher percentage of folks vaccinated in our suburbs and among the tourists coming to visit. There'll be plenty of business. But guess what? Now people will be safe. Everyone, imagine, everyone in there will be safe. Willie, you remember when Mike Bloomberg, my predecessor, something very different, but it bears recognition. He did the smoking ban. And for every single person who had a respiratory problem or asthma like I have, you could finally go into a restaurant or bar and not be coughing all the time or worried someone's going to light up right next to you. It made the experience positive. This is the parallel on a much higher level. You go into a place and you don't have to worry because you know everyone's vaccinated. You can be in peace. You can enjoy. You can have some freedom. Everyone right. deserves that.
So, yeah, somebody, let me ask about children. What are you doing with children under 12 who can't be vaccinated yet?
Of course, they should.
I love this, by the way. We're now moving to the kids. You notice that other question there? Get excited because they're coming for your kids next, right? Not only are we going to make your kids wear masks and hold your kids hostage, but the White House is also saying that President Joe Biden also supports exactly what New York City is doing. Now, remember, they were against vaccine passports before. Now the White House press secretary this morning has come out saying, oh, no. We support Mayor de Blasio's mandating vaccine passports in New York City.
First, following up on that rule in New York now where the mayor says if you're not vaccinated, you can't go to an indoor restaurant, a gym, or a show. Does the White House think that that is fair to people who may have a religious reason for not wanting the vaccine or who might just be waiting for the FDA to approve it fully before they get it?
The administration and the White House and the president support steps by localities to take steps to protect people in their states and their communities, to incentivize people getting vaccinated.
I love it. We support them. It's totally fine. We told you that it was paranoia to say the vaccine passports were coming. But now we're just going to tell you, okay, we like it. We like it. We support them. We think it's great. We think others should do it. And kids need to be in the classroom, by the way. That's our other position, of course. But we're also going to urge not just the kids to wear masks in the class, but we're going to urge that the parents hurry up and get out there and vaccinate those children. The American Federation of Teachers president said teachers want to be in school with the kids, but they just don't believe it's safe yet. Look, parents are tired of the Democrats putting these teachers' union ahead of our kids. They did it last time. They're already setting it up to do it this time. I'm telling you, you watch. I said by October, the majority of public schools will be back to virtual learning. Dr. Irwin, by the way, he said we haven't done enough to protect the kids in schools. Already giving cover to the teachers' union, right? Saying you got to mandate these masks in school. There's no doubt about that. But it's really time for us to start talking about these kids and getting them vaccinated. We need to make that happen as fast as we can. So they're going to mandate that coming up next. You want your kid to be in school? You better get ready to give him the jab. You want your kid to be able to play on the sports team? You better be ready to give him the jab. Now, is the Delta variant making kids any sicker than the first COVID we were dealing with? Let me remind you the facts. The CDC director was forced to admit this on CNN when she was asked, is the Delta variant making kids sicker?
Delta variant isn't making kids any sicker per se. Is it because the statistics, as the studies have come back from children and COVID, from the UK, what did we learn there? Some 99.995% of the 470,000 children in England infected survived. I mean, that's an incredible survival rate. The Delta variant isn't making kids any sicker, is it?
We don't have any evidence that is doing so, and that's really great news. But I do want to emphasize, and I know all of the data, and it is so true that all of the data say the kids do better than the adults. Transmission is less in schools than it might be in other places when prevention strategies are in place. But I think it's really important for people to understand that this is not a benign disease in kids compared to other diseases that our kids see. So if you look at the mortality rate of COVID just this past year for children, it's more than twice the mortality rate that we see in influenza in a given year.
Yeah, so in other words, your kids are totally fine compared to what they were before, but you know what? We're going to freak you out this time even more, and we're going to cancel school, and we're going to mandate that you get your kids vaccinated, and your kid's not going to be able to go out into society without getting vaccinated because we're the government. We're here to help. And if you don't do what we tell you to do, we'll just take away all of your rights, like every one of them, all of them. We'll take away all of them. All right, as I say each and every day, one, make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Obviously, it's free. Two, share this podcast on social media. Click that little arrow, share it on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, wherever you're on social media so other people see it, and tell your family and friends about it. I'll see you back here tomorrow, and thanks as always for listening. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben. To get your solar generator now, you'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.